Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for June 18th, 2021. But before we dive in, I would absolutely love it if you could drop a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. It really does help us reach more people, and naturally, it would make my day. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Gesture navigation in Android works a lot like it does in iOS, and in turn, there's a constant navigation bar at the bottom of the display to signal that you can use gestures. On iOS, the gesture navigation bar disappears when you're on the home screen. On Android, though, the gesture bar remains in place on the home screen, including the Pixel launcher, and Google says that probably won't change anytime soon. Quite a few Android enthusiasts have long criticized this behavior, saying it's unnecessary and only clutters the look of the home screen. As a result, some opened a thread on Google's issue tracker, positioning the behavior as a bug since, in Android 10, the gesture bar wasn't actually visible on the home screen. In Android 11 and Android 12, though, it remains visible, which already makes it relatively clear what Google's stance was on that matter. Despite the efforts from enthusiasts, though, Google says this is not a bug, but instead intended behavior, as current builds heavily imply. So as it stands today, Google won't be changing the behavior anytime soon. Looking at Google's side of the equation, it's not hard to see the argument for keeping the gesture bar active, even on the Pixel launcher home screen, as it stands as a reminder that you can still use gestures to open the recent apps menu from that page and keeps the experience consistent across all areas of the OS. On the other hand, it's also not hard to see why some users want the bar to go away. Despite being small, it has the potential of causing burning issues on OLED screens and visually unappealing with some wallpapers, plus some Android OEMs, including Samsung and OnePlus, enable the option to turn off the navigation bar, not just on the home screen, but also system-wide. So we're wondering why can't Google? In any case, that said, it's all sticking around for now, even if you do hate the navigation bar. So disappointingly, doesn't look like it will be removed anytime soon. A few months after it was released by Google, the Nvidia Shield TV is officially adopting the latest Android TV home screen. Starting from today, the Discover UI is rolling out to users, complete with content recommendations. We first spotted this UI in progress for the Shield earlier this year when a screenshot popped up on the Google Play Store. As of today, though, that UI is actually finally on its way to users. As mentioned at that point, this new UI for the Shield TV home screen is known as the Discover home screen for Android TV. It retains a similar navigation scheme and the basic features as well, but adds a couple of key points. There's a new Discover tab at the top of the screen that can be used to highlight shows and movies you may want to see based upon your subscriptions, library, and what's compatible with Android TV in general. There's also a new Apps tab that can simply catalogs all of your installed apps on one screen, an expanded view from what's on the Home tab. The bit that will be viewed as unfortunate for many is that this new home screen brings with it content recommendations that Google released last February and appear at the top of your screen. These are basically ads by another name, but are exclusive for TV shows and movies that can be viewed on Android TV, not for products and services as you'll find on Roku and Fire TV devices. Still, it may be a sore point for many users, especially as Shield was exempt from this for quite a long time. Nvidia says that this revamped home screen will be rolling out to Shield owners in the United States, Canada, the UK, France, Germany, and Australia. The updated style will also be available to users in Italy and Spain, but without the Discover tab. The rollout starts today, though, and should be complete for all devices by June 24th. Google's affordable true wireless earbuds, the $99 Pixel Buds A series, are now available for proper purchase at various retailers in the United States. First unveiled 2 weeks ago, the Pixel Buds A series offer many of the same smarts as last year's more premium Pixel Buds, but a much more affordable price point. Just as the Pixel 3a and 4a have been fantastic mid-range smartphone options with Google's software enhancements, in our review, we were complimentary about the Pixel Buds A series being a great mid-tier option for true wireless earbuds if you are looking for a companion for your smartphone. Up until now, the Pixel Buds A series were only available for pre-order from places like the Google Store. As of today, though, the new earbuds are now available for same-day purchase from retailers in the United States, including Walmart, Best Buy, Target, and of course, the Google Store. Many brick-and-mortar stores even have the Pixel Buds A series on shelves ready to buy. Regardless of where you buy, you'll find the same $99 price tag. The formal launch of the Pixel Buds A series lands on the same day that the company has launched its flagship Google Store location in New York City, a fact that is unlikely to be a coincidence. While the Pixel Buds A series are not the most significant hardware launch Google is expected to make this year, it makes sense to use that debut wisely. And of course, Google has. And finally, compared to previous generations, the rollout of Google's 2020 phone lineup was much more staggered given world events. Pixel 5 and 4a 5G stock on the US Google Store, though, is now fluctuating in a sign that supply might be limited or nearing the end. As of Thursday evening, the unlocked Google 5 Pixel 5 is listed as out of stock. You can only purchase the Verizon model from the stateside Google Store. The Pixel 4a 5G is also seeing the same status. That said, inventory has briefly returned over the course of yesterday and yesterday evening, only to disappear again after a short while. If you are trying to purchase a phone, keep refreshing the config page and it might allow you to add to cart. This fluctuation is par for the course when Google Store runs low on stock. Supply is normal at international Google stores, though, if you are looking to buy outside of the US. The main product pages still say buy in the top right corner. It's not clear if the phones are no longer in production or whether there is currently no inventory, but more is set to come. In the first scenario, Google will eventually grey out that button and switch to an out-of-stock status. We've actually reached out to the company for a comment and clarification on this, if this is the case. It would be highly unusual, though, if the Pixel 5 and 4a 5G were discontinued this early, thus leaving the Pixel 4a as Google's only phone. There does not appear to be any inventory fluctuations, though, for Google's popular $349 mid-ranger. Then again, the Pixel 4 and 4 XL went out of stock on August 5th, 2020, way before the last year's successors were even ready. COVID-19 is most likely behind the limited availability as manufacturing and supply chains continue to be impacted. For example, Google's next mid-range smartphone is seeing a more limited rollout as a result. According to Google, the Pixel 5a 5G will roughly launch around the same time as the Pixel 4a, which debuted in August of 2020. That's it. If you are having trouble or difficulty getting hold of a Pixel 5 or 4a 5G in the US, it might be worthwhile looking at some other retailers to see if you can get hold of one. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.